Super Rugby Pacific officials push for radical changes as the tournament faces a crisis with its dwindling appeal. This could reshape the competition dramatically. Reported by Christy Doran in The Australian, the proposed overhaul includes an 18-match season and relaxed player eligibility rules. With the disbandment of Moana Pacifica at the end of the 2026 season, officials aim to implement a double round-robin format to boost interest. Super Rugby Pacific CEO Jack Messley emphasizes the need to strengthen existing clubs, rejecting the return of former teams like the Jaguars or Sunwolves. Despite these efforts, challenges remain. Concerns about limited control persist, as Rugby Australia and New Zealand Rugby dominate decisions. A New Zealand Super Rugby CEO states, "Seldom do they talk about what's of benefit for the Super Rugby competition." Broadcaster Stan Sports suggests reinstating a conference system to secure Australia's place in the finals, while officials advocate for player eligibility across borders to allow New Zealanders in Australia and vice versa. With ticket sales lagging behind international tests, the hope is that these changes will reignite fan interest and solidify the competition's future.